I mean, and that's how it goes. You know, it's one of those things that Telvin, if he's not able to play, Blair has to step up. But it's one of those things that, you know, we've been practicing since camp. We've been here since OTA, since whenever the rookies got here. He's been working behind them and learning the position. So, you know, when you have an opportunity, you have to take it by the horns. And he has the opportunity possibly to go out there and be who he wants to be. So I hope he takes the opportunity by the horns, and I'm going to do my best to help him, make those gaps small and make his reads easy. And we'll see what we can do.
You like this Cleats for a Cause campaign to be able to kind of showcase what you believe in and those kind of things?
I love it. You know, it gives us a chance to kind of, in a peaceful way, you know, in a creative way, show what we care about and what we want to speak about on our shoes. So I'm glad the NFL gives us the opportunity to do that, and I hope we can continue to do that, and maybe some other aspects, you know, maybe February, you know, Black History Month or something. But they do a really good job of letting us have freedom on our cleats, and I truly appreciate it.
What do you do with them afterwards? Auction them?
I usually auction them. I give them to our charity guy takes them, and he sells them, and I try to get the money to give it to my charity to help the community. So just trying to.
It's been a while since this team lost.
Yeah.
So how did this team react this week?
I mean, it's one of those things when it is what it is. You know, we were upset, of course, but we also understood that we beat ourselves. You know, it's not one of those things that we would have gone out there and just got beat by that other team, and, you know, it'd be a whole different story. But we beat ourselves, so I think it was more of a upsetness, but a realization that, you know, we need to just make sure that we do everything we possibly can to win these games, and everything we mess up on, we can control, and that's a great feeling.
So is it fair to say that it refocuses the team or sharpens it?
I can say refocus. You know, I can say refocus, and it's kind of hard to say refocus because that means we were lack of focus when we were winning, you know, but I would say just, you know, we tighten up a little bit, you know, understand that it was a little awakening. You know, I would say that it's a little awakening for us just to go out there and understand that these games are important and they're crucial. And when you see our playoff status move from right there number three to in wild card, you know, you see how important these games are.
You've been around this league a long time. Mm-hmm. How many home games do you get 3-game homestands in December? I mean, that's a great opportunity for this team. You got to take advantage.
I mean, it's lovely. It's what I was seeing in the beginning of the season. You're like, dang, where are all these home games? And then, you know, now we're like, ooh, it's awesome to be here in the end of the season. You know, first warm weather, and you're with your crowd, and you're just home. So it's awesome. You know, hopefully we can get these next three games to, you know, give a great home stretch win, you know, some wins in this home stretch, and get ourselves right for the playoffs.
And finally, because the league has kind of set it up, you have three divisional games in the final five, which just puts even more focus on these three.
I mean,
you want the division, you don't want the wild card, right?
No, we want the division, and that's our goal, is to be number one in the division, you know, and it's such a great opportunity because, like I said, the ball's in our court. We control everything we want to do, and that's the best opportunity that you can have, you know. So we're going to go out here. We're working hard. You know, guys are sore. It's the end of the season. You know, we've had a long season. That was probably one of the most physical games last week. But this is what it's all about. You know, that team that raises that trophy at the end of or the middle of February, we've gone through the same thing we went through. So whoever wants some more, and we're pretty hungry.
The team that got its teeth kicked in at home, coming on the road here, are they a dangerous team? Yeah, them.
Oh, yeah, I was like,
27-0
yeah.
up there.
Yeah.
Do you have to worry about them, or is that too much college thinking?
Nah, you definitely have to worry about them. It's any given Sunday. You know, they get paid, too, and this is their livelihood, too, and they want to make sure that they are the best player they are individually and the best team they are. So we go in there playing, trying to act like we're going to play down to somebody or act like they're not going to come in here and give us their best. We'd be wrong, and we'd be very upset on Sunday if we went out there like that, and we're not going to go out there like that.